Weather news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Quick heads up for drivers. The National Roads Authority is building a new roundabout at the junction of Shamrock Road and Agricola Drive. You're being asked to drive with caution through this active construction zone in preparation for the annual agricultural show on February 18th. The NRA says once completed, the East-West Agricola Road will provide, quote, improved connectivity and support the long-term development of the Eastern Districts. In other news, CCRIF, the Cayman-based catastrophe insurer, is rolling out a new kind of storm coverage across the region, and it starts this week in Jamaica. April Cummings reports.
On December 3rd, CCRIF announced a new Livelihood Protection Policy, or LPP. It's designed to give fast cash to low-income workers hit by things like hurricanes and extreme rainfall. The policy is being launched first in Jamaica, where farmers, fishers, market vendors, and tourism workers can sign up through Guardian General Insurance Jamaica. CCRIF says the LPP pays out within 14 days of severe wind or rain, so families can replant, restock, and rebuild before falling into deeper poverty. This launch comes after Hurricane Melissa, when CCRIF paid a record $91.9 million U.S. dollars to Jamaica's government under its catastrophe policies. CCRIF plans to extend the LPP to Belize, Grenada, and St. Lucia in 2026 as part of a wider micro-insurance facility that's based here in Cayman. And it's pitching the project as a regional model that could one day help protect vulnerable workers in other CCRIF member countries, including potentially right here at home. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Love to hear of ways that we are making each other safer and increasing our resilience for post-storms. Now, if you're interested in shark biology, there's a super cool event coming up you might want to pop into your calendar. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
You can see there's like a little bit of brain coming out.
I beg your pardon, did you say brains?
Well, this little baby was definitely killed by a spray gun, so that's the hole at the front.
So that's actually Dr. Joanna Kohler with the Department of Environment walking a group of young scientists through a live dissection of a dead black-tip shark last summer to determine the cause of death. In that case, a spear gun. And on February 19th, you're invited to join her for another shark dissection of a deceased lemon shark for assessment to determine its cause of death. Learn more about this shark species and its anatomy, behavior, local shark populations, and dangers to sharks in Cayman waters at this event. And the DOE is encouraging you to bring your curiosity and questions. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Again, that's February 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the Ritz-Carlton. Jean-Michel Cousteau's Ambassadors of the Environment. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of the newscast.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Colombia's President Gustavo Petro is at the White House for discussions with Donald Trump on ways to boost trade and combat drug smuggling. The two have repeatedly exchanged insults on social media. The head of Sudan's army says his forces have broken a siege on the southern city of Kedulig. The state capital of South Kordofan has been besieged by the paramilitary RSF for almost 3 years. The Speaker of Britain's House of Lords says the former minister and ambassador to the United States, Peter Mandelson, is to retire from the upper chamber of Parliament at midnight. Police are investigating allegations that he passed sensitive government information to Jeffrey Epstein. The US Justice Department has removed thousands of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein from its website after complaints by victims that their identities had been compromised. Victims' lawyers say email addresses and badly redacted photos made it possible to identify nearly 100 survivors. Police in southern France have arrested a pupil at a secondary school for allegedly stabbing a teacher. The 60-year-old woman is in a critical condition. Workers at Bangladesh's main seaport have declared an indefinite strike over the planned transfer of one of its container terminals to a UAE-based logistics company. Talks with the government over the Chattogram port failed to achieve a breakthrough. The World Health Organization's appealed for $1 billion to help tackle humanitarian emergencies across the world. It's struggling to make up a funding shortfall worsened by Washington's decision to slash foreign aid spending. Josh D'Amaro, who's been in charge of Disney's theme parks, has been named as the new boss of the entertainment giant. He succeeds Bob Iger, who's been credited with shaping the modern Disney through deals for Pixar, Marvel, and Lucasfilms. ABC News.